now time for the Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth. The Soulful Psalms, you take one of the Psalms from the wisdom literature of the Old Testament, the beautiful Psalms, the book of sung praises that we hear in every holy sacrifice of the Mass, and we connect that Psalm to your everyday lived experience. Well, since it's Word of God Wednesday, we're taking a look at the Psalm for this Sunday, the third Sunday of Easter, which is Psalm 16. So Psalm 16, of course, is in book one of the Psalms, Psalms 1 through 41, all of those Psalms attributed to King David. And it says the refrain is, Lord, you will show us the path of life. I love this Psalm, by the way. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my God. Right? And my happiness lies in you alone. Again, different translation here for the Mass translation, not as accurate to the Hebrew. So it says, keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. You know, a little bit awkward phrasing there, but you get the point. The Lord is our refuge. The Lord is our strength. You know, it says, I say to the Lord, you are my God. You are my apportioned cup, right? So when you're at a meal, you know, you get a certain portion, and the Lord is our portion. Why? He contains within himself everything that we need that will sustain us, right? He gives us everything that we need in word and sacrament to nourish us and to sustain us in our journey of faith and our pilgrimage through life. Right, as we journey to our ultimate destination, which is life with God forever in heaven. And it continues, I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night, my heart exhorts me. Right, so or even at night directs my heart. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. Or I shall be, in Hebrew, I shall be immovable. Right, or I shall not be moved, right? Why? You're standing on the solid rock, or the solid rock of our faith in Jesus Christ, right? So he, everything in the world may be shaky, you know, there may be things that were, you know, the storms and the troubles, but God is the foundation, God is the rudder, God is the rock that we can hold on to during times of trouble, during times of tribulation. You know, so I love that. That the Lord gives us that David in the Psalms gives that assurance of the Lord working with us and being with us in these times of trouble. So we don't have to be worried. You know, like again, you know, this is why we need to turn off the television, get off of social media, you know, because so many people are worried about all these things going on in the world and, you know, what the, and I just, like I said, I'm not on social media, but I recently heard that, I guess the president says something against the Pope, you know, and people are all upset. Why? First of all, ignore it. Second of all, how is getting upset about any of that stuff going to bring you closer to Jesus? All it's going to do is make you mad. Life's too short. You know, life is too short. We've got to remember who's really in charge. It is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So what we can do is continue to pray for our leaders and fast for them. You know, we don't want to do, we want to whine and complain and get angry, but we don't want to do what Jesus says to do, fast and pray, right? Jesus says, love your enemies and pray for them, right? So even people that sometimes make us upset, people that disturb us, we have to pray for them and even fast for them. You know, that's the way that we make the difference in the world as people of faith. And so the psalm continues, therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence. So I love that. So how, where the interior joy of the Lord comes from our hearts, right? So the joy comes from within us and makes its expression outward in our actions and how we live and decisions that we make. So it says, my heart is glad, my soul is rejoices interior, and my body abides in confidence. So I'm able to physically express what's going on in my heart through my words, through my actions, through my decisions, through the way that I choose to live, right? When I live out the Beatitudes, feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, visit the imprisoned, visit the sick. When I do all those things, I am actually living out what's going on in my heart. I'm actually putting my faith into practice, not just paying lip service to it. Right. So it's very important. So the joy of the Lord comes from inside and works its way outside. And I've said this before. I think the problem is people are trying to find happiness in life, but happiness is extrinsic. In other words, happiness comes from the outside and it works its way into you to make you feel happy. So watching a beautiful sunset, eating a piece of chocolate. You know, these are things that from the outside that come into us and make us feel happy. Joy comes from the inside. It comes from our love in response to our love for Christ and recognizing that we are made in God's image and likeness, and that works its way out. So it's that interior joy that expresses itself in acts of love and service and communion, right? So I think this is what David is sharing with us here. So we're confident. So that's what gives us the confidence, knowing that we're responding to the joy of the Lord. And because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld. Now it says, now some translations says hell here. But remember, what David is talking about is not the hell of damnation for all eternity. Okay, he's talking about Sheol or Hades in the Greek, the abode of the dead. Right. So this is where Jesus went on Holy Saturday to bring those souls that were willing to come with him up to heaven. Right. So that's what we're talking about, this netherworld. In fact, in Numbers chapter 16, we see that Korah and his family had a rebellion against Moses and Aaron. It says the ground opened and Korah and his family went down alive to Sheol and the ground covered them over. Right, and so they went down to Sheol again, to the abode of the dead, the holding place, until Jesus came in and brought those souls out again, those that were willing to go with him on Holy Saturday. Nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. Now, what does he mean there? Now, obviously, when we die, we're going to go into the ground and we're going to decompose physically, right? But spiritually, we won't. Because the soul lives on. It will either live on forever in heaven in the beatific vision, in the vision of God, and contemplate the face of God for all eternity, or we're going to be in hell, which is total separation from God. There's only two choices you have, heaven or hell. That's it. And so it says, because I've lived in the confidence of God, because I'm living in the joy of God, because I'm living in a way that's commensurate with God's will, where my will and God's will are one, which frees me to become the person who God created me to be. Now I will not suffer corruption. He means spiritual corruption here, right? And so, because our goal is to get to heaven, to be with God forever in heaven. And if we follow the teachings of Jesus Christ and the church, and we'll get there. But we have to cooperate, freely cooperate with everything that God wants to give us. And it says, and then the response again is, Lord, you will show us the path to life. Just like he showed them himself on the road to Emmaus, right? Word of God Wednesday today, we look at the gospel of the road to Emmaus. Just like they recognized Jesus, they were along the path to Emmaus, and God made himself known to them. We're in the path of life, and we have to recognize those spots along the path where God makes himself known and present to us. Because not we're just walking down the path blindly. Right, we're so caught up in our own thoughts and our own things that are going on in our life, but along that path, God walks with us, and he makes himself known to us, especially in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which I think is a beautiful connection with the gospel reading today, making a connection at the holy sacrifice of the Mass, encountering God in Word, and encountering God in the Eucharist, in the sacraments. Right? And so I think it's a wonderful connection there.
For more on the Psalms with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.